The ranch house on Malibu was a low-roofed adobe with a porch across the front from corner to corner. A door and two windows opened on the porch, both windows showing evidence of being enlarged at some time in the past. The two large ollas that hung from the porch beams contained water kept cool by wind and shade. A gourd dipper was next to them. To the left of the house, about 150 feet away, was a pole corral. Near the corral, there was a long watering trough made of rough planks and a lean-to stable. Shading part of the dooryard was a valley sycamore, a huge old tree with mottled bark, and nearby stood several cottonwoods and another sycamore. Behind the house were several pin oaks. Cottonwoods grew near the door. The hills around were brush-covered and scattered with huge boulders or sandstone outcroppings. From the porch, there was a good view down the winding trail and a glimpse of the blue sea beyond. Eileen Mulcairn came to the door. The mother of two grown sons, she looked young enough to be their sister, a strikingly beautiful woman, as Irish as her name. "Are they coming, Michael?"
"Not yet."
"They'll not be long, you can be sure of that. It's the day Zeke Wooston has been waiting for ever since your father gave him that whipping for beating his horse."
"He's shrewd and dangerous."
"He is that. It was the Valdez note that surprised me. When he bought it, I knew we were in trouble," she said.
"You must not blame Valdez. He did not know Wooston as we know him, and times are hard. He needed the money."
"I do not blame him. He is a good man who thinks ill of no one."
"He is too sure of the goodness of the world."
They stood together in the late morning sun, looking down the trail. Eileen Mulcairn and her son in his brown monk's robe.
"I wish Sean was here," she said.
"Me too."
"He is much like his father," she said.
"And so are you."
"But there are things he can do that would not be fitting for a man of the church."
He shook his head.
"Now, Senora, you are not thinking of violence. It would do no good. And besides, there is the law."
"Sean would think of something."
"What is there to think?
Winstandish and I have both thought. But unless you have some money..."
"I have none."
"Then they will take the place. And we had better think of what we can do, of where you can go."
"This is my place. It was given to your father by the Presidente for your father's service in the Army of Mexico. I shall not see it taken from us."
"Senora, that President is dead. I do not know if the President we have now knows of our existence. Wynne and I have written, and there has been no answer."
"As for the Governor, Mikel Turena is their friend, not ours. If it was Alvarado..."
"He is a man," Michael said.
"Agreed.
But he's also a man out of office.
Wooston will not stop with us. He is greedy. He will want more and more land."
"You know why he wants our land?"
"He is a smuggler. He wants to use Paradise Cove, as they used to, in the dark of night."
"It is not only that. He has heard stories about the gold."
Michael glanced at her. "If there is gold, why don't we get some of it now?" She shrugged.
"Only your father knew where it was. He was killed when he fell from his horse and had no chance to tell anyone."
"He must have said something, left some clue, some idea of where it came from."
"No, nothing. All I know is that he would ride off and be gone for several days, in the desert, I think. He always rode out on a different route. But I do know that the place the gold came from was somewhere to the north. I say always, but he actually brought gold back on only two occasions."
"Why did he go, then?"
"To explore. Your father was a soldier in the Army of Mexico for more than 20 years, and he had the gift of tongues. He could talk to almost any Indian we ever met, and he made friends everywhere. You know how it is here. Most of the Californios will not leave the missions or the pueblos. They like company, and they are not adventurous. It was not so with Jaime. He loved the mountains and the desert, and was forever riding off to some lonely canyon or along some ancient trail he had found. I know how it was, because I often went with him. But there is one clue."
"What?"
"When he went for the gold, he told of the trip, of the hard riding, the rough country, that sort of thing. But he always said, 'we.' There was someone with him.
Montero?
No, he always left Jesus here. Your father trusted him because Jesus was a sergeant in the old army when your father was a colonel. No, it had to be somebody we do not know.
Look! Michael got to his feet, indicating a dust cloud above the trail. Someone is coming.
It's Wynne. Even when he is in a hurry, your cousin rides like a soldier on parade.
Eileen Mulcairn put her hand on her son's shoulder.
You've been a good son, Michael, although sometimes I wish you had not become a monk. You were a fine hand with a rope or gun.
Father was good. Very good.